We continue now with Daniel chapter 9. We notice that Daniel gave attention to the prophecies of Jeremiah, namely the 70-year duration of the captivity in Babylon. Those 70 years were up. Things were not going as Daniel expected them to go. So he goes back and studies it again, and sure enough, he has the 70 years right. And then he reads that you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you. Again, from Jeremiah 29. So Daniel thinks, okay, God expects us to do something. He isn't going to just fulfill his promises by himself. He wants there to be something on our part. And so Daniel sincerely prays. He said, I gave my attention to the Lord, seeking by prayer, supplications, fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. He reminds God first in his prayer that God is a keeper of the covenant. And then secondly, he says, we have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly, rebelled. Notice, when you read the story of Daniel, you can find no imperfection in his life, although I'm sure there was, because he was a human being and all have sinned. But we don't find it recorded in the Bible. And yet he includes himself. He doesn't say, your people, God, we are in Babylon because your people have rebelled. They have acted wickedly. I have not participated in that. No, Daniel was not of that attitude. He was very humble. Now, why specifically did he include himself beside the fact that he was humble? Let's go to Leviticus, the 26th chapter. And here God says, if you obey me, I will bless you. But if you disobey me, certain curses will come upon you. There's curse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And the seventh curse is they will be carried into captivity and their cities will lie waste. And then it goes on and it says in verse 40, of Leviticus 26, if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their forefathers in their unfaithfulness which they committed against me, and also in their acting with hostility against me, verse 42, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember also my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham as well, and I will remember the land. So Daniel, being a student of the scriptures, knew not only what Jeremiah said, that there would be 70 years, and that the people were supposed to seek him and find him, and God would respond and hear, but also it says that they must confess their sins, not other people's sins, but their sins and the sins of their fathers. So Daniel included himself in this prayer. He said, we have acted wickedly. We have rebelled and turned aside. And goes on in this prayer, and it's all about how they have rebelled, and yet God is the keeper of the covenant, and God is good, and God is righteous, and God knows what he's doing. And then toward the end of his prayer, Daniel says this, verse 17 of Daniel 9. So now, our God, listen to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplications. And for thy sake, O Lord, let thy face shine on thy desolate sanctuary. O my God, incline thine ear to hear thine eyes and see our desolations in the city which is called by the name, for we are not presenting our supplications before thee on account of any merits of our own, but on account of thy great compassion. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. For thine own sake, O my God, do not delay, because the city, and thy people are called by thy name. Notice the whole tone of this. Daniel reminds God that God is a keeper of the covenant. Daniel reminds God that this is his people, and he, Daniel, is part of it, and we have rebelled in sin. And so it is not for our merit that you need to take action, God, but it's for your name to be vindicated in the world. And so the sincerity of Daniel's prayer is amazing. Prayer is a powerful tool. There are three aspects to answered prayer, and we're going to talk about those in our next segment. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.